Reading from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Lila, Chapter 7, The Lord's Tour of South India. Inha sabaravasha pravoha ye guna.
Inha sabaravasha pravoha ye guna.
Dosha ropa chale kare guna asvadane.
Dosha ropa chale kare guna asvadane.
Inha sabaram.
Inha sabaram.
Of all the devotees.
All the devotees.
Vasha.
Vasha.
Controlled.
Controlled.
Prabhu.
Prabhu.
The Lord.
The Lord.
I am.
Is
yeah. Whatever. Guna.
Guna.
By the qualities.
By the qualities.
Dosha arupa chale.
Dosha arupa chale.
On the plea of attributing faults. Kare.
Kare.
Does.
Does.
Guna.
Guna.
High qualities.
High qualities.
Asvadane.
Asvadane.
Tasting.
Tasting.
Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Actually, the Lord was controlled by the good qualities of all His devotees. On the pretense of attributing faults, He tasted all these qualities. Purport. All the accusations made by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu against His beloved devotees actually showed his great appreciation of their intense love for him. Yet he mentioned these faults one after another as if he were offended by their intense affection. The personal associates of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sometimes behaved contrary to regulative principles out of intense love for the Lord. And because of their love, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself sometimes violated the regulative principles of a sannyasi. In the eyes of the public, such violations are not good, but Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was so controlled by his devotees' love that he was obliged to break some of the rules. Although accusing them, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was indirectly indicating that he was very satisfied with their behavior in pure love of Godhead. Therefore, in verse 27, he mentioned that his devotees and associates place more importance on love of Krishna than on social etiquette. There are many instances of devotional service rendered by previous acharyas who did not care about social behavior when intensely absorbed in love for Krishna. Unfortunately, as long as we are within the material world, we must observe social customs to avoid criticism by the general populace. This is Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's desire. This, at least the beginning of this chapter is more about loving exchanges between Lord Chaitanya and his devotees. It's not so much philosophy there. I mean, there's some things we can comment. So I'll just to understand the context of this verse, we will read a bit from the verses before. So, Lord Chaitanya is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So he wants to go in a preaching tour in South India. And even though he is independent, he is very much dependent on his devotees. That's very interesting how he negotiates with his devotees, we'll see a bit. So here also he finds some tactics how to get permission from his devotees to go to South India. You must imagine the Supreme Personality of Godhead goes there and asks for permission. Oh, please, can I do this? Very nice. Okay. So we'll read a few verses and then comment a bit. During the month of Chaitra, while living at Jagannath Puri, the Lord delivered Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, and at the beginning of the next month, he decided to go to South India. So Lord Chaitanya wants to go to South India. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu called all his devotees together and holding them by the hand, humbly informed them. You are, first, you don't say things directly. He says, you are all more dear to me than my life. I can give up my life, but to give you up is difficult for me. You are all my friends, and you have properly executed the duties of friends by bringing me here to Jagannath Puri and giving me the chance to see Lord Jagannath in the temple. I now beg all of you for one bit of charity. Please give me permission to leave for a tour of South India. Lord Chaitanya goes to his devotees as he begs for permission. Please allow me to go. And then he has an official reason, which many times the official reason is not the real reason. And the official reason is searching for Vishwarupa, his brother. And also he states that he wants to go alone. And there's some negotiation there that starts. He says, I shall go to search out Vishwarupa. Please forgive me, but I want to go alone. I do not wish to take anyone with me. Until I return from Setubandha, all of you dear friends should remain at Jagannath Puri. Of course, Lord Chaitanya, he knows that Vishwarupa already left his body. But this is the official. There's an official reason. Upon hearing this message from Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, all the devotees became very unhappy and remained silent with sullen faces. And that's and this is the part where it's becoming interesting. These devotees are very, very close devotees of Lord Chaitanya, and they are very advanced. And they know, okay, Lord Chaitanya is God. They have studied the Shastras and they know Lord Chaitanya is God. At the same time, they are thinking Lord Chaitanya needs some protection. How will he manage? And this is similar. Mother Yashoda also take care of Krishna, and she wants to make sure that Krishna is properly fed. And similarly, devotees are taking care that Krishna is provided everything he needs. And this is personalism. This you don't think, oh, Krishna is God, so he should take care. Krishna is in the deity form here, Lord Chaitanya is there, so he will not starve because he is God. No, the advanced devotees, they think, no, if we don't give him something to eat, then he will starve. This is personalism. This is being personal. Yes, Lord Chaitanya will starve. He's going to be hungry and he will starve. Similarly, we should not think, oh, this is Lord Chaitanya's mission. He should take care. No, like, it's his mission, it's his problem. He wants to distribute these books. He should find someone. No, we should think, Krishna is dependent. This is more or less the mood of Vrindavan. Krishna is dependent on his devotees. And Krishna likes to be dependent on his devotees. And his devotees don't think, oh, Krishna will manage somehow. No, they are in stress. Oh, how to make sure that Krishna is provided what he needs. Very nice. Nityananda Prabhu then said, how is it possible for you to go alone? Who can tolerate this? Let one or two of us go with you. Otherwise, you may fall into the clutches of thieves and rogues along the way. They may be whomever you like, but two persons should go with you. At least two persons. Let's start negotiating. And then he says, I know all the paths to the different places of pilgrimage in South India. Just order me and I should go with you. I can also come because I know the paths. Lord Nityananda was in pilgrimage. So, so this is this is closer relationship. This is not the relationship in Dasya. No, in Dasya there's servant. Yes, sir, yes, sir. Yes. But this is friendly relationship. And sometimes in friends, sometimes there's this joking criticism. You know, like, and so now he's criticizing a bit Lord Nityananda. That, oh, how can you come with me? Because last time you did something, you just called me some problems. He says, after accepting the sannyasa, I decided to go to Vrindavan, but you took me instead to the house of Advaita Acharya. This is famous incident. Maybe I will this described in before. While on the way to Jagannath Puri, you broke my sannyasa staff. I know that all of you have great affection for me, but such things disturb my activities. So, in a joking, seemingly criticizing moods, Lord Chaitanya is actually glorifying the nice relationships which they have. Of course, he's criticizing a few more devotees. And then he says, you should all therefore remain here in Ilachala for some days while I tour the sacred places of pilgrimage alone. So then there's a bit of negotiation. Lord Chaitanya says he wants to go alone. Lord Nityananda says you must take at least two people. Then four devotees then humbly insisted that they go with the Lord, but Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, being the independent Supreme Personality of Godhead, did not accept the request. Thereupon Lord Nityananda said, whatever you order is my duty. Yet I submit one petition to you. Please consider it. He says, Lord Nityananda knows, makes the calculation. He says, you must take with you a loincloth, external clothes, and a water pot. You should take nothing more than this. Since your two hands will always be engaged in chanting and counting the holy names, how will you be able to carry the water pot and external garments? Lord Nityananda is negotiating, is putting some good arguments. He says, okay, you always chant Hare Krishna. Use, I don't know what exactly what the system he was using, Lord Chaitanya, but he was using the system that one hand he was chanting the mantras, and then the other hand he was counting the rounds. So he had his hands full. So Lord Nityananda says, you have to take someone to take the other things because you have only two hands. So and then he offers, here is a simple Brahmana named Krishnadas. Please accept him and take him with you. That is my request. He will carry your water pot and garments. You may do whatever you like. He will not say a word. So Lord Chaitanya, finally, they settle a deal. They said, Lord Chaitanya said, okay, let's do it like this. So they decide this Krishnadas will accompany the Lord. And then then they go to Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. As soon as they enter his house, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya offered the Lord obeisances, a place to sit. After they discussed various topics about Lord Krishna, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu informed Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, I have come to your place just to receive your order. My elder brother Vishwarupa has taken sannyasa and gone to South India. Now I must go search for him. Please permit me to go, for I must tour South India. With your permission, I shall go soon return very happily. So Lord Chaitanya starts the same negotiation with Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, who was not there in the first round. There was a first round of negotiation, and now this is round two. He goes to Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. And very interesting, which is also some lesson learned for preaching and all, for many things, is that Lord Chaitanya doesn't just bump in and say, hi, I want to go to South India. First they say, hi, how are you? They discuss about Krishna. And then he says, oh, there's also something also that we can, maybe we can discuss. I want to go to South India. So it doesn't just bump in and say, yeah, I want to go to South India. There's some culture, and that's really, I heard some of my friends told me that there was one devotee in Romania who taught them how to negotiate. So you go, you have Sunday feast. Of course, here we have more programs, but the main program was Sunday feast. So you have Sunday feast, so you have bhajan, you have class, and you have really nice prasadam, you know, like this amazing prasadam. And at prasadam, after he does half of the prasadam at least, he's like satisfied. He's like, you go and you're like, who wants to do some, can you, Prabhu Mataji, can you do this service for me? And they're like, of course. Of course I can do, no problem. No, like when everything, you have the right discussions in the right environment, when everything is, yeah, sure, no problem, you know. This is and also for preaching, it's the same, you know, like you can... you have Sunday feast, you have bhajan, you have some class, which is usually quite light, and then you have prasadam. And at prasadam, you're like, how do you like it? Do you like Krishna consciousness? And then you put a bit of philosophy inside, you know, like, and you can can tell him, you know. Like. So Lord Chaitanya also does like that with. Sarvabhava Bhattacharya. He goes there, he's like, hi, how are you? And I would like to. Then he puts this petition, very interesting. And of course there's some negotiation from Sarvabhava Bhattacharya. Upon hearing this, Sarvabhava Bhattacharya became very much agitated. Catching hold of the lotus feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he gave this sorrowful reply. After many births, due to some pious activity, I got your association. Now Providence is breaking this invaluable association. My dear Lord, you are the independent Supreme Personality of Godhead. Certainly you will depart, I know that. Still, I ask you to stay here for a few days more so that I can see your lotus feet. So Sarvabhava Bhattacharya says, yes, you can leave, but if you can stay a few days more. So Lord Chaitanya says, okay, okay. So after 5 more days at living at the home of Sarvabhava Bhattacharya, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he's going back to Sarvabhava Bhattacharya, says, now can I go? And Sarvabhava Bhattacharya says, okay, okay, you can go. And then Lord Chaitanya is asking also permission from Lord Jagannath. Seeing Lord Jagannath, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also begged his permission. The priest then immediately delivered prasadam and the garland to Lord Chaitanya. So this signifies the acceptance from Lord Jagannath. Yes, okay. You can, the blessing of Lord Jagannath. And then the Lord is departing, and then while he's departing, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya asks, my Lord, I have one final request that I hope you will kindly fulfill. In the town of Vidyanagara, on the bank of the Godavari, there is a responsible government officer named Ramananda Raya. Please do not neglect him. It is my request that you meet him without fail. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya asks Lord Chaitanya to discuss with Ramananda Raya. This is also very very important. You can say that you always achieve Krishna's mercy by the mercy of some devotee. Because Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya was so close to Lord Chaitanya, Lord Chaitanya had to accept this request. He said, okay. I don't know who is this Ramanandaraya. I mean, of course he knows. And it's just a lila. But because Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya requested him, he's like, Lord Chaitanya accepted. Okay, no problem. I don't know who he is, but... So Lord Chaitanya accepts his request. And finally he's going. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu departed on his tour, and Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya immediately fainted and fell to the ground. Due to separation, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya fainted. And you could say, what do you do when someone faints? I don't know what to do. It depends who's fighting. If it's an enemy, you're happy. Okay, but if it's a close person, someone close to you, you chant Hare Krishna to them. And maybe you call the ambulance, and maybe you do something about it. So, what did the Lord Chaitanya do? It says, although Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya fainted, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did not take notice of him. Rather, he left quickly. Lord Chaitanya just left. Who can understand the mind and intention of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? This is the nature of the mind of an uncommon personality. Sometimes it is soft like a flower, but sometimes it is as hard as a thunderbolt. Very, very nice. we'll go back to this topic. Very, very, very interesting. Sometimes you expect these great personalities to do something, and they do something completely. Like, oh, come on, this is not even common sense. Anyway. So Lord Chaitanya is just departing the thing. And all these other devotees, they are accompanying him until the Alalanand. And there's this big kirtan, and Lord Chaitanya gives darshan to everyone. Again, this very liberal mood. And there's this, in this connection, there's this prediction of Lord Nityananda. Panchatattva ki jai, Shishi Gornitai ki jai, Shila Prabhupada ki jai. So it's this moment that Lord Nityananda makes this famous prediction that upon seeing the chanting and dancing of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Lord Nityananda predicted that later there will be dancing and chanting in every village. I will not go into this because I don't have time. So then Lord Chaitanya gives darshan to everyone, and then he's discussing about Krishna. They have this great kirtan. The next morning, after taking his bath, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu started on his South Indian tour. He bade farewell to the devotees. Although they all fell to the ground unconscious, the Lord did not turn to see them, but proceeded onward. So everyone fell unconscious, and Lord Chaitanya is just looking and going. So this is apparently contradictory somehow. Such loving exchanges, and sometimes and so then so strict. You know, you would think you have this loving exchanges, you have this heart melting, and then you faint, and then he just goes. What's this, you know, like... And sometimes you can see this also in our spiritual masters. They are doing the same. Sometimes they are very liberal, and sometimes they are very strict, very... So this is actually, this is the task of every preacher, every leader, everyone, that you have to know when to be liberal and when to be strict. And this is a great art, as Srila Prabhupada would say sometimes about preaching, that take the courage of an Englishman and the heart of a Bengali mother. The courage of an Englishman. Englishmen, they are supposed to be ruthless. They are like, they are very organized. They are very courageous, but they have no heart. At least that's how they are pictured. Sometimes when you meet people from England, you see that it might be some truth there. So they are supposed to be very boom, boom, this like this, this like this, and the mother, the mother is soft, and the Bengali mothers are supposed to be the softest. They're just like, yes, it's all good, yes, yes. So it should be both. Just cutting is not good. Always cutting, and just allowing is also not good. So you should find somehow a balance. If you want to educate, there should be a balance between education and being liberal. Like, there's one letter Srila Prabhupada wrote to Tamal Krishna Maharaj about a new devotee. It's very, very instructive. And he says, so far Kshira Dakashahi, apparently this devotee was initiated, so is concerned, or anyone else who is a newcomer, should be allowed some concession. And after some time, when he is accustomed to our principle, then we can make the screw tight. I think this point will be sufficient hint to deal with him. So this is the instruction of Srila Prabhupada on how to deal with new people. Everyone is welcome, of course. And then eventually, gradually, they should become educated in Krishna consciousness. It's not that because we accept anyone that we should accept anything. Everyone can come from wherever, whatever background they are coming, and then gradually we should educate people into Vaishnava culture, into how to serve Krishna, into this. First time they come, you're happy that they come. After some point, you maybe request them to take their shoes off, and so on. just giving some examples, and also it's very. Very interesting, this difference between strict and using. We had this at some point, this discussion about using sharp words. And most of the time, these sharp words are not necessary. But you can be strict. Now, sharp words is like a sword. You can use a sword sometimes. In principle, we're not against using swords. But if you don't know how to use it, you're gonna make a big bloodbath. So it's usually not necessary, but it's good to be strict. No, like this is like this, this is like this. Yeah, anyway, okay. I'll just stop here. Yeah, this is a very interesting behavior of Lord Chaitanya. Very heart-melting exchanges and very strict in some areas. So we should also learn how to combine these two, being very liberal and very strict at the same time. Okay. If there's some questions, concerns. Oh.
You mentioned, discussed the incident when Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya fell unconscious when he realized Lord Chaitanya is leaving. But there's also others on the day of Lord Chaitanya's, when he decided to go, they were, and he behaved like, oh, they're just acting, they're not really fainting. You know? So would you say that this is some kind of drama performed to convince him to stay, or was this really that deep, that they fainted because they realized they're not going to have his darshan for a couple of months?
Well, I don't know. You can say you can say both, but I guess it's really that deep, because they were such advanced devotees and they were really feeling this separation. We should have this kind of feelings when you meet some advanced devotees and then they leave. You should have this thing in your heart that, oh my God, I'm sad that they are leaving. You should feel something and be like, oh, he will come back. I suspect that it was authentic, you know, like. And you could imagine that he's going on South Indian tour. How long did he stay there? A lot, huh? Some years?
Six
years, huh? Yeah, so, I mean, you know, at that point he was not going to South India by airplane, you know, and you know that he has an airplane that comes in next week, he's coming back because he has an airplane. No, they know you go to South India, it's going to take some time, you know, like, so.
Hare Krishna, thank you for a wonderful lecture. I have just one technical question. You mentioned that Lord Chaitanya was chanting on his fingers with two hands. So was this Japamala and beats after Chaitanya established?
Who?
Or was it before?
I don't know.
Sometimes on beats, sometimes on fingers.
Sometimes on beats also.
Lord, Gospod Chaitanya je včasih je na mam japa mantra, včasih pa na prste. Imaš sistem, kako šteješ na prste. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, pa greš nazaj. Imaš sistem na prsti. Da ima smisel, da pol priješ do 108. Je bila japa mala že prej, ja? Lord Chaitanya, he chanted sometimes on Japamala, sometimes on fingers, because he was too much in ecstasy, so he was. But he was still chanting on fingers. There is system how you chant on fingers to get to 108, and then you. But also he was chanting on Japamala.
Okay.